USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A gunman believed to be a U.S. sailor shot three civilian Defense Department employees at Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard in Hawaii before fatally shooting himself. The shooting happened at about 2:30 p.m. Pacific time at Dry Dock 2 in the shipyard at Joint Base Pearl Harbor. The shooting forced the base into lockdown, but the scene has been since secured. Military personnel described the lockdown.
You know, it is 100% real, you know. If it wasn't, then all this wouldn't be happening. You know, he possibly heard like a gunshot. He was confused, like, if it wasn't. But like he said, our first response is to come here. You know, we have dozens of friends that live on base, still on board and things like that. That's in that general area, so.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley said President Donald Trump had been briefed on the shooting and continues to monitor the situation. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
There's a new lawsuit against a ride-sharing service. Tim Berg has the story.
Ride-hailing company Lyft is being sued for sexual assault of 20 female passengers. The suit filed in San Francisco Superior Court claims Lyft has been negligent in addressing over 100 incidents of sexual assault and rape since 2015.
A Navy warship has seized a significant cache of suspected Iranian-guided missile parts headed to rebels in Yemen, according to U.S. officials, marking the first time such sophisticated components have been taken en route to the war there. The seizure from a small boat by the United States Navy and United States Coast Guard happened Wednesday in the Northern Arabian Sea, and the weapons have been linked to Iran. The U.S. has consistently accused Iran of illegally smuggling arms to Houthi rebels battling the Yemeni government, and has seized smaller and less sophisticated weapons in transit. The missile parts found in the latest incident were described as more advanced than any others previously seized. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The Trump administration formalized work requirements for recipients of food stamps, a move that will cause hundreds of thousands of people to lose access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue and Brandon Lips, the deputy undersecretary, spent about 18 minutes on a call with reporters outlining the changes of the rule that will take effect on April 1st. Democratic candidate Julian Castro completely disagrees with the plan.
It's stupid. It's cruel. It's exactly the wrong direction. We need to actually be providing more opportunity for people to get the food that they need.
The USDA rule change affects people between the ages of 18 and 49 who are childless and not disabled. This would save the government $5.5 billion over 5 years. The agency said it found 2.9 million adults on the SNAP rolls that were able-bodied and did not have dependents, and said 2.1 million were not working. For months, asylum seekers have been prohibited from filing their claims at U.S. border crossings under a Trump administration policy. The migrants' efforts are causing major traffic delays at Arizona crossings because United States Customs and Border Protection officials had to barricade lanes used by cars legally entering the United States from Mexico. Shoppers, teachers, and visitors traveling to the U.S. through Nogales, Mexico, endured up to five-hour waits over the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.